Irresistible by Josh Bursin. The one-sentence summary. There are seven vital areas that go towards creating the world's most enduring employee-focused organisations. What the book says. The idea is that a company should be considered irresistible. So great that people can't wait to come to work in the morning, they love to tell their friends who they work for, and they never want to leave. Today's world of work is full of paradoxes. The economy is growing, but it's harder to hire than ever. Companies spend billions on benefits and perks, but employee stress and anxiety are at an all-time high. Artificial intelligence, robotics, and automation are prevalent, yet we work more hours and get less sleep. We can reach others in seconds, yet we feel isolated and lonely, especially when working from home. In the author's studies of over 5,000 companies, under 10% are irresistible. Irresistible companies understand that by unleashing the power of the human spirit, their company can go faster and farther than ever expected. Here are the seven areas. Number one, teams, not hierarchy. A team is defined as a highly interdependent group of people that comes together in a physical or virtual setting to plan work, solve problems, make decisions, and review progress toward a specific goal. They need autonomy, mastery, and purpose. That's from Dan Pink's book Drive. They need an ability to see progress. They need an environment of safety and trust. They need to form their own working practices. They need deep knowledge of the organisation and a culture that supports them. 2. Work, not jobs. Hierarchies engage in replacement management, often called succession planning. The span of control in management, that's the number of employees per manager, ranges between 6 and 10. So competition to get promoted is fierce. Job architecture stifles initiative and classifies individuals in specified roles, restricting flexibility. Bias is common in old-fashioned companies, getting in the way of performance and change. For example, she came from operations, so she won't understand marketing. 3. Coach, not boss. Leaders are all flawed people. The right leader for a given time may be wrong for another. And leaders have an enormous outsized impact on culture, engagement and productivity. The role of a manager at irresistible companies is to get work done, not to manage people. Companies of the past promoted people into leadership based on tenure or technical skills. Companies of the future look for leaders who really understand how to coach. Number 4. Culture, not rules. Culture is the shared values, attitudes, standards and beliefs that characterise an organisation. Many executives believe that redesigning the physical office will suddenly increase productivity, promote collaboration and increase engagement. This is only partially true. The irresistible environment is more than just a new office.